Cameron McJanet, well into pre-season. How's it all gone for you and the players?
For me personally, yeah, I've been feeling good, feeling great, getting minutes in the tank and lots of training, lots of running at the start, which was to get the cobwebs off and everything. So personally, I felt great, and as a team, you can feel things starting to come together, things coming into flow. So yeah, it's good.
And the additions of all these signings, they appear to be quality signings. You've worked with them day in, day out on the training pitch, working out scenarios. How do they look to you coming in to Derry City?
Well, yeah, I've played against most of them already, and you think when you saw that they're joining us, you thought that can't be anything but good for the team and for the club. So, and then they've come into training, and yeah, you could say the standard's gone up a little bit, yeah.
So the fans are excited. There's absolute excitement about the season. There's good season ticket sales. The replica jerseys are going well, stuff like that, and the fans are looking forward to the start of the season. Has that transferred to the players?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think from day one we've all been excited. Even before, you know, over Christmas and December, we all excited to get back, and it hasn't. That's keeping on going now, and I think with the season getting closer and it will jump up on us, everyone's getting excited for it, yeah.
It is, and it doesn't get any tougher than going away to Dundalk and then starting your home game against the champion Shamrock Rovers here. And then North West Derby rivals, I suppose, and Sligo Rovers. The opening three fixtures are actually quite tough, but it's something that you as players must relish. You must look forward to it and say, yes, I must get stuck into that.
Yeah, exactly. You always want the big games. You always. That's why we play the game. So we're all just concentrating on getting a good start to the season, and then hope, you know, best case scenario, be rocking and rolling.
So, as I just mentioned there earlier, the season ticket sales have gone up, and as I say, everybody's excited. In the start of the season, the first home game maybe against Shamrock Rovers is going to be a packed house. Does that make players nervous, or yourself nervous, or do you think, right, everybody show them what we can do here?
Yeah, that's exactly it. When you've got a full house all behind your back, you just want to show them what you can do, show them, repay them with a win and a good performance, and send everyone home happy, keep the city bouncing.
And a lot of signings coming in, and yourselves, who I mean, you were a permanent fixture in the back line, but this is a healthy competition for places, and it can only make people better and players play better.
Yeah, exactly. I think from a day-to-day basis, it makes everyone better, because every day training, you're thinking, you know, you've got to be on the ball. If you don't step up to the mark, someone will take your place, and we all know the quality of the signings, and they'll take your place, no bother at all. So keeps the standards up, keeps everyone on their toes, and that's only a good thing for the whole season.
Suppose when you didn't see it last season, when you see the likes of, say, the attack line, you've seen Jamie McGonigal now having a pre-season which he didn't have last season, and he was getting on amongst the goals towards the end, and you see Michael Duffy and Patrick McElhaney joining. It's a very strong forward line, but it's a strong team throughout, and the expectations are high from Derry City fans. Is that understandable?
Of course, yeah, and I feel like us getting fourth last year, whoever we signed, you know, expectations will be up, but the fans have, you know, they're excited, and so their expectations will go up with that excitement. So I'm excited to show them what we can do, and what hopefully we will do.